Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage now, and we visit with 2019 inductee Darren Blazer, a 2007 graduate of Aledo High School. First up, Darren, congratulations. Your reaction, I guess, when you found out about this honor?
No, obviously very honored to be a part of this this great thing they started over at Mercer County, and especially to have Aledo and Westmer schools involved with this. I'm truly honored. So, yes, looking forward to Friday night.
Well, and you took the most of your opportunities at Aledo High School. I know when I tell the story, people can talk about athletics all they want with Darren Blazer, but you were kind of a complete student athlete. I know people forget music was a big part of your life at Aledo High School, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I've joked around about it with Rusty Ruggles, and but it definitely was. I was a part of the marching band, regular band, and then also jazz band, and he gave me an award for a Louis Armstrong Award, jazz award winner, my senior year, and at the time it was I was truly honored to get that, because I think it shows that just because you're an athlete doesn't mean you can't participate in other activities, whether it's art, choir, or band. So, and that was kind of the norm at Mercer County, and it sounds like it's staying the same, because they have about 5,000 kids in the band, I hear.
Yeah, something like that. Loud and proud, as they say. And being a good student is important, too. And I think that was a part of your pedigree, at least when I talk about, people that were around you, specifically coaches and teachers, that you got the job done in the classroom, too. So I always ask people when they're inducted, and they go on and go to college. I know you played at Wisconsin-Platteville, and you've had a successful career already, a productive citizen. What about your roots, you think, at Aledo High School, and who were some of the influences that guided you think, in the right direction?
Well, that's a long list, but first and foremost, I have to say my parents. I mean, just from parents and family, I could talk about all the things they've done for me, but just from thousands and thousands of Little League games to growing up to high school and to college, I could probably count in one hand how many they've missed. And I don't think you get that a lot from I'm very lucky to have that from them. But in the school district, people like Coley Welter was a massive influence. Rusty Ruggles, like I said, is one of them. Tom Hatson, with Neil Thompson, growing up being a coach for our age group from fourth grade through senior year is massive. So, like I said, that list is so long. I'm sure I'm leaving out a lot of people, but just to name a few, and to really thank my parents for what they've done for me my whole entire career.
Yeah, and that's great that you hear that. And I was talking to one of the other inductees. It was class of '68 from Westmer High School that's being inducted this weekend, and I could kind of tell when I talked to him kind of the pride he still has of where he's from and the school he attended. And I know that's a big deal to you, too.
Absolutely. I think at the time when we first this consolidation happened, there was a lot of I wouldn't say bad blood, but frustrations that there was no longer the Green Dragons or the Westmer Warriors. I think we've started to mend some of those frustrations, and I see the community growing. I see the kids, at least the young adults, I guess you'd say, that were the Little Green Dragons or the Westmore Warriors, are starting to support Mercer County, which is very important, because, this wasn't the kids' fault that are in school now. They didn't choose this. It was something that needed to happen, but there's no reason why we can't, remember the great times that we had, and I think that we'll always, that's why we have that's why we recorded, our games. That's why we listened to radio calls that you've had. I mean, those tapes will live on forever, and our memories will live on forever. So I'll always be proud to be a Green Dragon, but I think it's important that we also support what is now.
Well, and then just as part as being involved as much as you were, being a three-sport athlete in track and football and basketball and being involved in school activities, And maybe you took that for granted when you were back at Aledo back in the day. But I'm sure as you've went along in your life and you've shared some experiences with other colleagues out there, and maybe they didn't get that type of opportunity. Do you understand what I'm saying in terms of realizing now that, man, I was so fortunate to get to be able to do what I wanted to do and have all those opportunities, and really not to be pigeonholed into one thing or one opportunity.
Yeah, and we both know that this is a major topic right now of kids thinking they, you know, have to play one sport to focus on that if they want to be good and if they want to get recruited by, you know, a college. And that's just not true. I know it from experience from playing college football and being a part of those conversations and, you know, even coaching high school and talking to college coaches around the nation that they're going to recruit you. You're more likely to be recruited as a multi-sport athlete than just an individual. And plus, for me, it gave me the experience of being on a team type of, athletic field, or if it's on like being in track, playing almost kind of like, you know, being by yourself and getting those different types of pressures, those experiences, those moments that, you know, you take from those times and relay them to your real life. And that's what I've done with my career. And I can say that I got my position, my job I have now from athletics, from learning those experiences, from being on a team and having, you know, the work ethic, the drive and the, you know, time commitment to put all those things together and put them towards my position now is a experience that I'll never forget, and I can't thank, you know, all the people that were a part of it enough.
All right, talking with Darren Blazer, again, class of 2007 at Aledo High School being inducted into the 2019 class of the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. And we'll have more coming up with Darren right after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.